Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Oz Made, it's Matty Garwood. And after going around the country in 2019 with Rita Ora, Sammy Constantine, she has got a brand new single out. It is called Heroin. Bring that kind of dark, edgy feel to it. We're having a chat to her right now. Sammy, thanks for coming on Oz Made. Nice to chat to you.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
We love having you on the show. What's been happening since we last spoke? Last time we spoke was about Mannequin, but a fair bit's been going on since then.
Yeah, I've actually released, I think, 4 tracks in total now this year.
Yeah, how crazy.
I know, including Mannequin. So I've kind of decided to do this crazy thing where even though the world is in all sorts of strange times, I'm releasing a song a month. It's been very interesting.
Well, that's what some artists are doing at the moment. Like Peking Duck, they do one about every 6. But Shepherd, I spoke to George just the other day, they're doing one a month at the moment. So you're right in with it there, Sammy.
Yeah, it's really hard work. Honestly, it's been really good because it's kept me not distracted, but busy, you know, like really on top of everything, which is really fun. And especially with everything that's been going on, it's nice to have something to give back as well, you know?
Yeah, so are some of the singles coming from music you already had, or are you specifically sitting down month by month?
No, I actually spent 2019 mostly in the studio, and I kind of had this plan from 12 months ago, a bit of an autobiography type format, I suppose.
Yeah.
And these songs are all about mental health and positive mental health and chatting about things that are a little bit difficult to talk about or potentially controversial, and just trying to share a little bit of my story. And it's been weird because, you know, like we said, the world's kind of going through all these other things, and I've battled like feeling selfish almost with talking about mental health, even though this is probably the perfect time to talk about it, but really strange.
It really is an odd time, isn't it, as well, because speaking to a lot of artists throughout this period, some are like, yeah, we're bringing out heaps of music, we want to give back, and then the others are doing like what you said, then saying we're not really doing too much because we don't want people to have to think, oh, these guys are cashing in, or they're kind of focusing on themselves when there's so much going on in the world. So it is really that kind of double-edged sword at the moment.
100%. It's been really strange to know what to do, and I've been chatting to my team. We thought about pausing everything, and I just went, well, actually, no, the whole point of my project is to talk about things when it's not always appropriate to talk about it.
No.
This is all meant to help people, so why would I stop, you know?
So, again, a huge highlight for you in 2019, touring with Rita Ora. What did 2020 look like in terms of performance for Sammy Constantine?
Unfortunately, we had a few shows ready to go. I was planning to do, just around Australia, some sort of launches for all these singles that are coming out. But, yeah, we put that on hold. A few support stuff as well, which fell through. But, you know, it's okay. I feel like everything happens for a reason. And as much as I kept telling myself, you know, this is my year, this is when I'm going to get everything out and whatever, like, I do believe there is a deeper reason for why it's happening. I just have to sort of live with it, you know, and also just take the time to maybe improve my live set or maybe, you know, get singing lessons, whatever it is. It's for a reason. So I'm not too stressed about it now. At first, I was like, no, you know, this is like the whole plan, but it's okay. It's amazing that we still have the opportunity to even release music digitally and do that. So,
That's right. And with your music as well, Sammy, you do a lot of planning around your film clips and stuff. Is that still something that you're able to move ahead with the restrictions at the moment, or have you put that on the back burner a little bit?
Yeah, so I was really lucky. I released a song about 2 months ago now called Trigger Heavy, literally within days before we all got locked down. And then I actually filmed See What You See, and also this new one, Heroin. We filmed like a stripped back live version of the songs, and we did that January, I think. So we are actually quite planned. So I've just about run out of videos now.
And for now, we've got brand new music from you, Sammy. I love it when you come on the show, and we're loving Heroin. Thanks for taking the time out.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it. Hey, this is Sammy Constantine, and this is my brand new song, Heroin.